Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Let me just ask you this, Mr. Risk Taker, what's the bigger risk? Carrying on like you're going, or taking the deeper dive? What's better? Take eight big risks in life, sin once, miss the mark once, but get seven, achieve seven, seven out of eight, or take 100 risks and achieve eight of them. My hunch is that if there's a God, he's saying, go for the 100 and get eight, rather than eight and get seven. If you're not taking enough risks to sin or miss the mark, to fail, what are you doing? Don't go back with even money. Come back with a safe bet.
You cannot afford not to.
I get the sense that feelings are one of these strange bets, emotions, investing ourselves, not holding a bit back, not putting one foot out, like putting it on the line, opening up.
Yeah.
That feels like a retreat in kind, but one that's plausibly deniable. When we just have one foot out, I didn't fully commit myself
to this
this project, this relationship, this friendship, this self-transformation. And it means that if failure comes along, it doesn't hurt as much.
Yep.
But it also means that success is less likely, and if success comes along, you know that you didn't really earn it.
We have to define success for ourselves, and then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally, tend our garden, keep the things that are important to us in good shape.
No. Don't study the result. What was the person doing when they got there? And everybody who's achieved something great was some sort of outlaw. Some sort of hustler. Out of balance, out of whack, dark times. Woo.
Airstream.
Still wakes up in the middle of the night and glad they went a mouth guard because they'd have chipped all their teeth with that fucking nightmare they were having about those things they did back then. I'm one of those.
Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
Let's carry on and trust. And be ready to do the work to say, we're not gonna just let that slide anymore. No, make a sacrifice today. Sacrifice a plastic ring today for a gold crown tomorrow. Sacrifice something today for more freedom tomorrow. Sacrifice something today for a possible healthier future for your kids.
Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill? Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
You've got this great line where you say so many people are obsessed with how to live longer instead of how to live better. How do you come to think about that?
I'm for it, the longevity. I'm for it. but in the pursuit of it. Are we measuring quality of life along the way? Some people aren't. And I personally don't want to have the highest number, but then go, oh, that wasn't any fun, or I didn't enjoy that, or that sucked. Profit measures quality with the quantity. So I'm saying real success is when you have profit. Well, really great longevity would be for those quality years, quality time left in this life. I also say that because while I'm not looking forward to it, I'm not really afraid of death or dying. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm shaking my boots if I'm face to face with that great white. You know what I mean? I'm not looking forward to it. But I see it as a, obviously it's inevitable, and obviously I personally see it as a, hopefully a comma, you know, not a period. So tomorrow is not today's measurement when the misery is bad enough, right? These people don't have to the suffering consideration. It's a privilege, man. I'm trying to put food on the table right now and pay my rent tonight. You want to talk to me about investing in my future? And I say, and that's part of what faith and religion are for, to help those in misery hang on to a hope that will most likely not be served them in this life, to sell them belief and faith that they will be served in the next. And what if there is nothing there, man? What if there's nothing to hope for? What if there's no next? I don't know. But either way, in misery here or without a heaven there, not having any hope or faith in anything is a certain way to remain where you are forever. But if you can find something that you can keep going, something that no matter how small, to look forward to and continually have faith in and chase, well, then your life here is going to be better now, heaven or not. Let's go to the dream. Let's flip that script. I always have gone from nonfiction to say, let's make that the dream. Just keep living. Art emulates life. Let's go to dreams. Let's go to poems, prayers. These are pursuits of an ideal beauty. These are in between the lines. This is in between the math. This is not academic. This is not intellectual. These are ideals that we pursue. The beginner's mind that we have as a child before we know worse. And I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want to be foolishly optimistic. Let's look to those and believe that we can still make those real. I grew up only knowing sort of the courage of the persistence. You're resilient, endure, get up, dust yourself off, go. The problem with that, the Achilles heel with that, is if you get up and you have the courage to keep on going every time and get up and dust yourself off, you make the same mistakes each time around because you never backed up. To have what I've now learned and still learning is the courage to go, no, I'm going to let some people pass me in the race right now because I'm going to look at why I keep stepping in that damn same pothole and twisting my ankle, the same spot. Why I keep failing when I try to get that next spot in this relationship.
There is a unique sort of circle of hell that is reserved for when you keep on making the same mistake over and over again, that you've done it. You've had to pay the penance,
yeah.
Say that you're sorry, and then arrive straight back at the same place.
Yeah. I think there's a hell in the mirror. Then I think it can become a living hell. Like I got that poem in there, Daymares.
I love that one.
I do too. You know, nightmares suck, but at least you wake up. And they're over. It's the ones that stick with you when you wake up and go through your day that are right there. Those are the ones. That's the living hell.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're talking about. And you repeat offend enough, word gets out. Circles gets out. People doubt you. On your approach, you're like, yeah, but don't do this. I mean, all of a sudden, you're going places and you got to look over your shoulder. You got to see who's there that I didn't pay back. Who do I owe? What bridge did I burn? What person did I betray to get where I am? That's a life. That's a living hell.
In the modern world, you can move from city to city. At least you can, in some regard, leave your reputation behind. However, if you lose your reputation with yourself, if you no longer trust you,
yep.
I don't keep my own word. I know that I'm not a trustworthy person. I keep making promises to myself and to other people, and I keep on breaking them. I keep doing something that hurts other people or the same person. They don't trust me anymore, and, I don't trust me anymore.
The rom-com time, that was definitely me doing the work I was doing and only being able to do the work I was doing and offer the roles I was getting the rom-coms, was eating at me. Because I felt like I could, life is good, man. I make good money. I feel like I can roll out of bed and do one of these tomorrow morning. Well, that's cool. I'm the go-to guy for this. I was countered by, I had met Camilla, fallen in love. She's now pregnant with our first child. My life was extremely vital, and I was alive, cried harder, laughed louder, felt more joy, all those things. But my work was like, all right. And I was like, well, I wish my work could be as challenging or as vital as my life. And I remember looking in the mirror going, well, be glad right now. Appreciate that it's not the other way around. But can I have my work challenge my lifestyle in this vitality? Yeah, if I do some dramas I want to do, well, those aren't coming. All right, if I can't do what I want to do, let me quit doing what I was doing. Now, that was, yeah, it was definitely courageous. I did honestly think I'd written myself a one-way ticket out of Hollywood. People close to me, basically almost everybody besides my wife, was like, what is your major malfunction, little brother?
You got it made.
Why are you throwing a jackknife in this stuff? Well, you're tripping yourself running downhill, man. You did it. I had my wife and myself to remind myself for that 4 a.m. clarity that I had in tears when I was like, no. I'm rolling the dice. I'm sticking with it. Yeah, man. I did think I wrote myself a ticket out of Hollywood. I did look at other vocations, become a teacher, a wildlife guide. I seriously looked at those things.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
But over time, and it was about 20 months, it was gone long enough, had found anonymity enough, was not in your living room in a theater in a rom-com, you didn't see me on a beach shirtless, where is he? Turning down the $14.5 million offer, made people go, oh shit, what's he up to? you don't just step out of Hollywood and enter, unless you turn that down because you got a plan. You got somewhere you want to go. And I think that made me more attractive as a new novel idea. But that was, yeah, that risk took, I think it's fair to say that took a fair amount of courage from me.
For a lot of people, their work feels more vital than their life.
Yeah.
Is that a shiny object mirage that they need to rid themselves of?
If you can and you're willing to, yeah. Look, that's part of why I started writing. The script flipped on me 5 years ago. I was feeling like my work was more vital than my life. I felt like I was going through the motions more in my life, but I was really getting major life experiences and through my work. And so that was a challenge to myself, which led to the writing, which was a more direct experience. Can I put a word down without, it's my script, and without my performance on it, without music, without pictures. So that was an inward journey that I'm still on. Yes, confidence, identity. Testing it out and it can work. Confidence to go, I'm going to try and pull this off. Maybe get away with it. Maybe it won't work. Pulling things off. And I have an innate ability for something that I believe I have the innate ability. And I learned to the reason behind that instinct and how to, where's the right time?
Yeah.
Timing. Oh, and it'll work. I think right here. Who's the audience I'm talking to? Oh, yeah. I'm going to make a plan for that sell, if it's all sales, for that transaction, or whatever it is, and bam, it hits, and it lands like I wanted it to. Dogs, damn it, was that deja vu? It happened. That's how I saw it. That, I get confidence from that. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's what the mystics meant when they were like, be disattached. Mm-hmm. I think it meant go embrace, but for highs and lows, and pains and pleasures, understand that those outward things are not the things to be attached to for your own identity. Yeah, it's got to be inward first. Enjoy those. Partake. But don't become attached to those for your measure.
Without complacency, trust that time is on your side.
Yep.
What do you mean, though?
Yeah, man. I'll get a header behind it. I can get in a rush. Look, and I know how to hustle, and let's go. The clock's ticking. We're all behind. All hands on deck. We got to bust ass. No time for pause. There's no sleep, no nothing. Get the caffeine out. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to do that. But that is usually because an unforeseen circumstance has happened, that there's a crisis we got to deal with, or we've procrastinated and I put myself in that position where we got to cram. Mm-hmm. But it's not those two circumstances. We got to watch ourselves getting ahead of time. And it's on your side. It's a little what I mean about the living longer and living more quality. Time's on our side. And we're forced to think and feel, especially today, with how fast things move, that more productivity, faster pace, more information, faster pace, it's better. We're ahead of time a lot. But time's still moving at the same speed. And they're not given more than 24 hours a day, even though me, like a lot of people, are looking for more.
Mm.
There's not any more unless you just want to change your work day. And some people do. Me, I need my 9.5 hours sleep. If I want to say I'm getting 4 hours sleep and get 5.5 hours more of a work day to be more productive, I would, but I'm not to making that trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our side. And when we're feeling like we're dancing with time, I know I'm usually getting more done at the same pace. It's the John Wooden, a great basketball coach for UCLA. Be quick, but don't be in a hurry. That was his note to his basketball players. Like, be quick, but don't be in a hurry. You will miss things. You know, it's the Lego set, man. And you sit there and you get in a rush. You don't read the directions. You get to the end and you've got 12 pieces left. And you're like, shit. Because you got in a hurry. You got ahead of time. Instead of just that feeling of, I've checked out what I need to do, and it's all adding up, and this thing's built right, and the foundation's right, and boom, there's the last piece, it fits. Voila, it was with time. Time's on our side. It's not an enemy. The end, death is not the enemy. I do believe that part of, you know, not in a rush to get there, and we want to stave it off sometimes, and that it can be a screaming fight, and partially denial can help us get there. I understand that, but still, it's on our side. It's going to happen. And since it's going to happen, and that's non-negotiable, might as well go, well, I'm not going to rush to try and make more of it than there is. I want to try and spend the time I got as well as I can, produce, succeed, achieve, well, whatever those things are, but also at a pace that I'm me, that I like the dance to. I like the give and the take. I like the reverb. I like the cause and effect of how things are happening at this pace. How are we orienting ourselves now since time is speeding up so much faster with AI? I'm going to ask you this with AI. And I mean this is an objective question. With AI, with all these podcasts, with all these wealth of information that people can get at all times, and no one's listening to music anymore, they're listening to everybody talk about this and reading up on this, and they're finding out the answers in 10 seconds that would have taken them 10 days to get before. Do people sound smarter to you?
No.
Me neither. They don't sound dumber. I do think, so we're talking about if everything's significant, nothing's significant at all. I do think that I talk to people that feel like they're hyperly punching their information absolutely fucking great. just flushing out, but I'm going, oh, dude, what was the theme there? Did you have a bass guitar in your band? You need a bass guitar or at least somebody on percussion. Hold it down, because I didn't hear the theme. I didn't hear the thread. It was digits. Where was the soul in that story? Which goes back to the quality with the quantity, the quantity of information, but can we have the soul in it? To where, I hear the rhyme. Oh, there's rhyme to that, those digits. There's rhyme to those facts. Oh, I see how they add up. Oh, but what if you put them in this order? They add up to another thing. Or actually, they may add up to the same damn thing. Interesting. Now I've got a rhyme. Now there's a song. That happens when time's on your side and you're looking at it without complacency. Like, start now. That doesn't mean time's on my side. Yeah, dude. Inshallah. When it happens, it'll happen. No. I'm like, wake up. Clock's ticking. It's on your side. Now just move with it. Dance with it. Put some soul with the facts.